Guys, so first off, hello. This is so dumb. I accidentally clicked the stop button before I was supposed to, and I don't feel like trying to edit it together, so I guess I'm just gonna restart the whole thing of this one, of what I'm talking about. So first off, hello. You guys can call me Annabelle, or Anna if you want, I guess. It doesn't really matter to me. Second off, I kind of just wanted to talk about how... I wanted to preface this by going into, like, what I went through, and then, like, how other people, you know, and I got to see how they treat their teeth, and it was supposed to be like a don't judge a book by the cover, but we will see. So growing up, I was with my cousin one of the times, and I was put on a bike that was too big for me. We were riding bikes, and I ended up falling on the bike off, I guess, technically. I fell off the bike and I fell straight on my face. And because I got my foot stuck in the spokes of the bike, I couldn't really do much to prevent myself from falling the way I did, especially since I was so small, the bike was so big. So when I fell flat on my face, I hit the pavement with my face and my teeth. And my teeth were, they got scratched up pretty bad because I slid. And so when that happened, after that happened, shall I say, I realized that my teeth looked like they had a million cavities in them in the front. And that really sucked. And also, I'm sure that I probably messed up, like... Because when you chip away at the tooth, I would assume you'd ruin the enamel to some extent. I already had... you know, yellowish teeth. I've always had yellowish teeth. I think it's just my genetics. My teeth have never been great. And so the second thing that happened was when I was, I'm gonna say either in middle school or in high school. I'd been telling my mom that my gums were growing over the back of my teeth, my back teeth, right? And she didn't believe me, because you can't exactly see really easily back there. And then we went to the dentist. It's so crazy, but they did, like, the picture things, where they take the pictures of all your teeth. I don't know if it's like, an x-ray of all your teeth or whatever, but they took the pictures, and you could see that the gum's growing over my back teeth, and it had been bugging me for months, because every time I tried to eat, it was like I was biting on my gums. And it was very, very painful. And so when my gums went back to normal and, like, stuff, I still have problems here and there, but for the most part, it's normal. So when it went back to normal, I could see my teeth were kind of, they're very jaggedy. They weren't the same shape. and I'm assuming that's because it kind of deteriorated the teeth. Because I'd assume teeth not being brushed and skin growing over it is kind of like it's not getting the treatment it needs, the cleaning, you know, all that stuff. So I have my front teeth looking like I have a million cavities, and they're very, very yellow at this point, I guess. And my back teeth are all jaggedy, and I can't tell you what color they are because I can't see, you know, like I can't color match or whatever. But I might assume that they're either pretty yellow or they're white because the yellow parts fell off. Which is really saddening to me because I really, you know, I know how to take care of my teeth. You're supposed to brush your teeth, just brushing for 3 minutes, like each time you brush your teeth. Then you gotta do the tongue scraping, which I do before I brush my teeth, so I'm not like brushing the bacteria from my tongue around. And then like flossing your teeth and using mouthwash and stuff. And so I know how to take care of my teeth, you guys, I really do. So it's always bugged me about my teeth and how it was never as good as anybody else's. Like, I'm not saying I haven't seen people on TV with really bad teeth, like worse than mine. But, like, I don't think I generally look at people's teeth, and when I do, it's because they're, like, super white or whatever, and I'm just like, oh, I want those teeth. And I think the people who probably have bad teeth probably hide them, you know? Came to the point to where I didn't really want to smile because of my teeth. And I can't do anything about it now. That's just the way it is. And so, that's my teeth, I guess. When I got older, I started going to my friend's house. Me and her aren't friends anymore. But me and her used to be really, really good friends. And I went to her house, and when you go to someone's house for an extended period of time, you kind of get to see, like, their routine and stuff, how much they shower, how much they brush their teeth, stuff like that. And you get to see the hygiene, you get to see what they eat. And I realized that I eat better than she does, in the sense of I eat more fruits and vegetables, and stuff like that. Like, I would assume that's better than what she's eating, which is a lot of sweets and stuff like that. A lot of really sweet Starbucks drinks and a lot of other stuff too. Anyways, so I got to see what she eats. I also got to see how much she brushes her teeth. And her teeth aren't bad. They're not the best, but they're not bad. They're better than mine, right? And so when I got to see that, like, most days she wouldn't even brush her teeth once, it really ticked me off, to be honest. Like, I don't understand how did you get such nice teeth? Now I just get really cruddy teeth. Like, I felt like it wasn't fair. I think the only times she would really brush her teeth were if her boyfriend was coming over, if she was going to her boyfriend's, which even then it wasn't like all the time, and like as much as she should have been. But yeah, and I remember one time I was brushing my teeth and washing my face, and I just washed my face, I hadn't like patted it dry or anything, but I started brushing my teeth with like my face still wet because I was gonna wait for it to like dry as I was brushing my teeth, and then I'd put on some moisturizer, right? And so I go and I'm starting to brush my teeth, and her boyfriend gets there. I didn't know he was coming. I wasn't told he was coming. But she knew he was coming. She just didn't want to tell me for some reason or whatever. She stops behind me in the bathroom. The bathroom door's open. I'm at the sink. And she stops behind me with him to show him and kind of like point at me and laugh at me, being like, oh, look at her brushing her teeth with her eyebrows all messed up and stuff, like kind of like making fun of me. And I don't know what it was, it was just like, it was so irritating to think that this person doesn't brush their teeth as much as me. They have better teeth than me, and then they're making fun of me for trying to better my teeth, you know, for trying to keep my teeth from getting any worse than they are, because I don't have good genetics like her, you know. So that really, really sucked. I was really, really hurt by that, especially by her doing it with her boyfriend there, because at that point I hadn't really known her boyfriend, so that was one of her boyfriend's first impressions of me. Is like me, it was supposed to be a weekend of just me and her, so like I was probably in like ugly PJs, I was looking not good. And the reason I was like that is because I was told that it was just gonna be us. And he was gonna come over, like, I don't know, probably the next day or something, like after I left or something. I'm not quite sure. But I know that he wasn't supposed to be over right then. She just decided not to tell me on purpose for some reason. Anyways, so I was just thinking of that, and I'm like, you really shouldn't judge a book by its cover. Like, yeah, okay, my teeth, like, my breath doesn't stink. Never really has. There was one point where I had, like, dry mouth. It was a symptom of, like, me taking the medicine that I was on at the time. And so, if you ever had dry mouth, you know how annoying it could be. Like, and it was really bad for me, like really, really bad. Like I was doing everything I could. I was drinking my water. I had this mouthwash that was meant for dry mouth, which I still use today because I stopped the medicine. I'm still gonna use the mouthwash. It's a good mouthwash, you know? It doesn't have alcohol in it, so it's non-drying or whatever for your mouth, which I don't want to dry out my mouth. And so essentially what happened was I had that, and then I had these little candy-ish things. They weren't like candy, but they were for like if you had dry mouth you would take them, and then they're supposed to help, but they'd really only help until they were gone, and then you were left with nothing. And I had this little spray thing that I could spray in the mouth, and that would help for a while, but it only helped for like the amount of time that the candies would help. And I know that some places say they sell, I've heard of them selling toothpaste for dry mouth, but I never found it. I looked at the stores by me. I looked at some stores that are more far away and I couldn't find it, and so I didn't get it. I just went off the medicine because I couldn't deal with it, because it was to the point that I would brush my teeth, and then if I didn't have candy in my mouth or I hadn't just sprayed my mouth with the spray, my breath would stink. Like an hour later after brushing my teeth, even if I hadn't ate anything, they would stink. And it was just, is bad. Like, you don't want your breath to stink. You don't want to feel like you have a really dry mouth. Like, it was so bad. And so, I guess some people with like bad breath probably have dry mouth. I know some of them, I feel like after you have dry mouth for so long, like you have to have some way of dealing with it and coping with it. Like the mouthwash did help, the candies did help, the spray did help. But there was some kids at my school that would just go around, and I know one of them, because one of them in particular, I'd been in his house before, and he never brushed his teeth. I'd been in his restroom, and I was fairly sure he'd never, ever brushed his teeth, because I'd see him before school, like heading out to school. We'd leave at like the same time to like walk to school, and he'd have stinky breath, and it took an hour. Like, did he wake up an hour ago and brush his teeth? I don't think so, because I would be able to hear him because the way everything is. So that was very frustrating too, because even he had nicer looking teeth, but he definitely had worse smelling breath. So I don't think it was necessarily, I mean, they weren't great teeth either. He probably didn't take care of his teeth, but it probably never got terribly bad. I don't know, that was all really frustrating for me, and it's still frustrating to some extent, because I know there's so many things that people judge me on. It's vulnerable to say that I have bad teeth, even if I brush them, you know, knowing that there's not going to be a fix unless I want to get something like veneers, which I don't want veneers, okay? I want real teeth. I want really nice looking good teeth, and I'm willing to take care of them, but like, I can't have that. I'll never be able to have that because they're already messed up. When I was younger, I didn't really have straight teeth. Now I wouldn't say they're exactly straight, they're straighter than they were. And so it's very frustrating. You know, and I guess like someone like people would probably look at me and be like, oh, you have really bad teeth. If they saw my teeth, like honestly, I stopped smiling after a while because I just couldn't. It made me feel bad looking at a photo like that. It's not. Jeez. It's not the worst, but to me, being able to like see everything and know what it actually looks like and being able to see them, like it's just not good, I guess. So yeah. So I just wanted to tell you guys, really don't judge a book by its cover. You can, but you'll never know why. If someone just thought, oh, she never brushed teeth, she's untidy and stuff. She doesn't care about herself. Someone might think that about me without asking me, but when you ask me about my teeth, I really have so many things to say. Like, I know why the skin grew in my teeth when... in the back of my teeth. I know why that happened. It's just... you know, you'd never get that from just looking at me. And that's something that sucks. Yeah, I wanted to share that with people, because I think it's really important that we all know that things as crazy as that, I guess, are happening. I'm not saying that everybody with bad teeth has as weird of a story as me, because I don't think most people don't have the condition to have that calls it. One of them you'd be able to see if you guys ever saw me. But you might not know it caused that. And as well as falling on my face, that was just something that happened. I guess it could happen to anyone, although I don't think anybody's teeth would chip the way that mine did. I think mine are just super, like, they're not very good, and they've never been, so that's why that happened. But yeah, I want to thank you guys for listening to my long rant about not judging people by the basics of what you perceive, and instead, you know, just seeing what people do and stuff. I have so many more things that I want to talk about. Oh my gosh. Again, if you guys want for me to talk about something in particular, you guys can go, I don't know if you can message me from here, because I'm new to all this, but you can go to my Instagram, Warrior of the Storm, that has underscores in between, and you can go and send me a message there. I don't think I have a picture at this point, but I will try to get one up. But only one person can have, you know, a name on Instagram, so it's not like it matters. But yeah, thanks for listening to me rant. It's been over 20 minutes long. And so if you've listened this far, I really do appreciate it. So thanks, guys. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.